Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to my WordPress help desk. My name is Ken Freeman, and this is the podcast for July 18th, 2015. And in this podcast, here's what I have for you. In the news, more news from WordPress 4.3.3. And then on page 2, my WordPress focus for this week is going behind the scenes to show you how to structure a nonprofit donor site. And then I'll be answering your real questions on page 3. So if you're ready to get started, let's go. In the news, WordPress 4.3 Beta 3 is now available, and it's going to be released out of development into the world first part of August. Now, because it's still in development, we don't recommend that you run this on a production site right now. Considering setting up a test site to play with the new version and test it, and then try the WordPress beta tester plugin. You'll want to all the bleeding edge nightlies, or you can download the beta version right from the WordPress site. For more information about what's new in version 4.3, you can check out beta 1 and beta 2 blog posts. Some of the changes are in the Beta 3 include performance improvements for the menus in the customizer, as well as a bunch of bug fixes and visual enhancements. They've added a site icon to the customizer, and the feature is now complete and requires lots of testing, and so they're asking everyone to help with that. And the improvements to the passwords have been added to the installation flow. When installing and setting up WordPress, a strong password will be suggested to site administrators, and of course this is something that we ask everyone to embrace and everyone to test and make sure that it's working, especially as it comes as a new download. Now, along with lots of other code documentation improvements and various bug fixes, in fact, WordPress reports that they have completed more than 140 changes just last week. All right, May 7th was when WordPress 4.2.2, the security and maintenance release, came out, and we are fully expecting 4.3.3 to hit early August. In other major WordPress news, the WordPress community took a big step today when Matt Mullenweg announced that Automattic has donated the WordPress trademark to the nonprofit WordPress Foundation. Moving forward, the foundation will be responsible for safeguarding the trademark name and logo from misuse toward the end of protecting WordPress and preventing confusion among people trying to figure out if a resource is official or not. Also, for those wanting to know about this fall's WordCamps, you can find on WordPress.com's Planet TV a complete list of the WordCamps on a schedule for the rest of the year. You're going to see Boston in October 25-26. You're going to see Spain that same weekend. Over in Nepal the same weekend. Bulgaria the same weekend. Now in November, you're going to see WordCamp Cape Town in South Africa, in Portugal, in Nairobi, in Kenya. Then November 15th, 16th, you're going to see WordCamps in Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, Orlando, Florida. November 16th, also in Denver, Colorado. Then November 23rd, 24th, you're going to be over in London, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Sao Paulo, Brazil. And December 14th, you have Las Vegas, Nevada, and WordCamp Sevilla, Spain. Well, in theme news, WP Tavern, Buddy Rose, Buddy Boss expands into an LMS market with free BuddyPress plugins for LearnDash and Syncia. In May, Buddy Boss founder Michael Eisenweiser shared with Tavern readers the challenges of creating a profitable business in what is still a relatively small marketplace for BuddyPress themes and plugins. Developers are building niche social networks every day, but BuddyPress's appeal as the platform hinges on the availability of compelling and reliable third-party add-ons. Over the past couple of months, BuddyBoss has branched out into serving the LMS market with a free BuddyPress integration plugin for LearnDash and Syncia, two of the WordPress most popular LMS solutions. Both BuddyPress and LearnDash and BuddyPress for Cynthia were created to work with any theme, but are guaranteed to work seamlessly with BuddyBoss, the new social learner theme. In security news, with a rash of WordPress vulnerabilities, most of them in plugins to address, now comes the word that a number of sites are running content management systems that have been compromised and are sending credentials via a backdoor to a criminal group. And some of the pirated content leads to a lot of pain and a little gain. All right, there are some articles here you might want to look at. This is found certainly over at the WordPress Planet TV. Searches for pirated content lead to pain and little gain. Vulnerabilities lifted in two WordPress plugins. Vulnerabilities identified in two WordPress plugins. And WordPress e-commerce plugin vulnerability details disclosed. Researchers at Zscaler on Thursday said that the backdoor code implemented on the site awakens when a user inputs login credentials. The credentials are encoded and sent to an attacker website in the form of a GET request. And it also identified one command and a control domain, conyosl.jcom, where the credentials are being set. The researchers also released a partial list of the compromised WordPress sites, including shanikapoor.com, duanefrancis.com, blissfields.com, .co.uk, avonholding.com, at the right time.net, balsoimprego.ne, capitaltrill.com, bloatybarf.ts, espada.com.uk, technigrate.com, socialhistory.com, blissfields.com.co.uk, and glasgowcontemporarychoir.com, and several others. And so you can go over to threadpost.com/wordpress-sites-backdoor-leaking-credentials/112703#J-D-N-F-T-Q9.DPUF. And that will take you over to that list of the detailed pages that have been compromised. Well, I think we've come to the end of page one, the news. So let's move to page two, where I'm going to talk about how to build a nonprofit donor site. Well, in an update from some of the sites we've just finished, I want to tell you about one that is a unique little site. It's called icecreamonthego.com. Ice Cream On The Go is a special booking site for an ice cream vendor who travels to about 10 states, putting on his ice cream vending in various state fairs and events all over the country. And for his site, we wanted it to be branded to this whole thing about ice cream. And so we have his big ice cream stand right there on the webpage so you can see it. Now, as you begin to get the idea of what he's about, now we say book him. The title of the page says book Ice Cream On The Go. And then as you go into the site and you take a look at the visuals, you see all of his samples of his product driven by a responsive gallery that allows for this gigantic picture to open up to showcase whatever the one they picked on. So they can see that sample and see how mouth-watering that ice cream really is. Now, this is called Ice Cream On The Go. And then for a second client, we completed a site that was to detail their wingsuit flying, and it's called gorilla-works.com, and that works is spelled W-O-R-X.com. And GorillaWorks.com is an amazing website because it details and showcases and even gives them a front page, full page video that takes you on the flight of a wingsuit flyer flying off the side of a mountain. It's an incredible site to even visit and watch because it gives you even the adrenaline of flying in that wingsuit along right with those flyers. Now, this site, gorilla-works.com, is a site just like Ice Cream On The Go, completely full page, parallax based theme, running the story, and they are on our gzipped high-speed SSD server, so you notice their speeds are incredibly fast. GorillaWorks comes down in 1 second. Ice Cream on the Go comes down in 1 second. No delays, no waiting on the website. And this is what you want for your website. So now in our WordPress focus, we're going to now talk about what you have to do to build an engaging donor site for a nonprofit. If you're a web developer, you want to tune into this, make sure you get the facts, learn the secrets of building a great donor site. Well, okay, in today's WordPress focus, I want to focus on the steps that you would need to take to build a great nonprofit donor site. What is a donor site? It's a site designed to attract and recruit and engage donors into working in support of, joining the team of, that nonprofit. Because of my 31 years nonprofit management experience, I can say that typical nonprofit donor sites are the run-of-the-mill and barely better than a glorified brochure. Today, I want to share insights that will help you, the designers of the world, design and structure your own nonprofit donor websites with secrets I have learned through 31 years of serving other nonprofits, pregnancy resource centers across America and Canada. What goes into such a donor site? Well, first, as a donor, you need to know what the customer needs and wants in the way of a donor site. Some are going to want to showcase only their event or events, while others are going to want to boost volunteer involvement, donor involvement, and as such, the needs can vary greatly. Next, as a designer, you want to know what they want the site to look like or to feel like, in other words, their color preferences, their font style preferences, their layout preferences, and such. Equally important are determining the core functions your customer expects of this donor site. In other words, does it need a merchant account? Does it need a secure certificate? Are they going to use Stripe or PayPal or something like Dwolla or Root Funding or Gateway like AuthorizeNet to process and get their money? Now, once you have determined the functional side of things, now the fun stuff begins. Collecting all the photos, the images, the videos, and the audios, or the PDFs that you plan to use to build the site. The customer, in my case, always provides or dictates what they prefer for those photos, even if they're going to go out and use iStock Photo to get most of those photos. I want them to choose the photos so that I'm not subjectively overriding what they wish for their website. My role is to be their consultant to ensure that these photos and videos are the right ones to choose, that A, they're legal, B, they're not in violation of copyright, and C, the right size to be used on the website. And once you're armed with all of this research of what goes into the making of the site, one of the areas of a nonprofit must watch out for is compliance and accountability. Thus, when you start to work out your infrastructure of building the pages, you need a privacy policy page, a terms of service page, a conflict of interest policy page, a meet the board of directors page, meet the staff page, a community impact statement page, and a ways to get involved, and for sure you need a how to donate. Some sites will need complete volunteer development and recruiting content. Almost every one of these nonprofit sites are going to have events for fundraising, and that might include their annual banquet. That might be all you have to do. Others are going to have walkathons, runathons, golf tournaments, and silent auctions. And thus, you don't want to leave any stone unturned when dialoguing with your nonprofit, trying to dig out of them exactly what all has to go into this website. Now, another big question that you have to answer building a nonprofit website is how the public is going to contact the organization, because some are going to want to be contacted only by telephone. Others expect only email. Others still expect text as the only initial contact. Some don't want to be contacted at all, except by donations. So you have to figure this out before you start building the website. You know, some even want you to use their forum as the main contact for your nonprofit org. Well, now that you work through all the possible functions and style likes and dislikes, and you get all your components, now you begin to work through the possible pages and posts that you're going to want on this new donor site. And to do that, you first need to begin by choosing the theme you're going to use. For some, I recommend Divi. Divi is a great plug-and-play type theme that allows you to plug-and-play just about any kind of element to any page that you use. My only concern for Divi is it seems to slow down the website. Others I prefer are Theme Forest The Story. That's a very robust theme that I have been working with, and I find it builds beautiful modern sites that are full-page, responsive, and parallax slider themes. They can do full screen videos, full screen content, full page page sliders, whatever you want to do. And you can make it as minimalistic or as full as you wish. Other times I've worked with a box theme like Avada that works to build a nice simple theme. Now the theme will determine much of what you need in terms of theme function and features. And then of course knowing your theme means you can consult with your client better. As a web designer, again, I think your position is to be a coach to your client. All they know is that they're paying you to make it work for them and make it look like they want. They really don't know how to do that, or they wouldn't be hiring you as a developer in the first place. Now that you have the theme chosen, you need to load the required plugins to do what you want it to do. The rule of thumb is that you should limit plugins to only the essential plugins that you need to use, and only use well-vetted by WordPress community at large plugins. Check to make sure that the plugins that you choose have updated lately. That will tell you whether or not they watch the WordPress security and maintenance updates. And among those that are the core that I think you need for high performance and security are Askimut to block spam, WordFence Security to secure and cache your website, WP Performance Speed Boost to up your ranking in GT Metrics and to work with your browser caching and removing of queries from static files and more, and removal of queries from static files and such. You need the WP statistics if you want this nonprofit to be able to see what is happening with their website site traffic so they know whether or not they're making an impact. For forms to be able to contact through the website, I suggest that you either use Formidable Forms, Contact 7, Gravity Forms, or Ninja Forms. Some of those are commercial, so you have to determine whether or not the nonprofit is willing to pay or not. And then for SEO, you definitely need SEO by Yoast. And if you need a gallery, you need to use one that is very responsive and robust. And I recommend Responsive Image Gallery because this allows the customer to throw any kind of picture, vertical, horizontal, square, whatever they want to do, and this system will figure it out and pull it right out of the media directory and run that gallery with great, opening up of the larger picture type style. So I think just plug in one little thing called Responsive Image Gallery. Now, if they need a business listing to list all of their supportive businesses, I recommend a Store Locator plugin. And as you write the community impact statement, glean from your nonprofit how many volunteers they have and what community service do they provide. For example, if you have a nonprofit that provides free pregnancy testing, sonograms, STD testing for women's health needs, and let's say they run 20 volunteers who give 4 hours a week volunteer time, that's 80 man hours a week or 4,160 man hours every year. Now, if they've been operating for 10 years, that means they've provided 41,600 man hours of volunteer time, saving the county literally millions of dollars. And you can arrive at that number by simply multiplying the 41,600 average man hours with the average county cost for, let's say, pregnancy care. And if that number was, I just pull it out of the hat, at 523, this would say then that that nonprofit, multiplying $523 times those 41,600 man hours of volunteer time, says that your nonprofit has saved this county some $21 million in tax savings because of their impact on the community. Do you see how powerful a well-written community impact statement could be to promote that nonprofit to a successful position in the eyes of the donors? Now, with a great donor page, it's not going to be complete unless you provide an array of ways the public can get involved and directly support the nonprofit. How they will manage those incoming donations is important because this may or may not indicate that you have to put them on a static IP and get a secure certificate for the nonprofit. And when you build a robust, interactive, eye-catching, engaging donor page, you need to write your persuasive copy in a way that pulls on the heartstrings of the donor. And with that, you will have a great donor page. Well, that brings us to the close of our WordPress focus, and it's all about creating a great donor page. Now, let's turn to page 3, where it's time for me to answer your questions. To ask a question, simply email me at support@mywphelpdesk.com or call me at 214-703-0505 or text me at 903-926-2607. Get me your questions and we will answer them right here on My WordPress Help Desk. Well, in our first question, he says, my website loads plugins on a page way too slow. He says, I'm building a site and the plugins are very, very slow. For instance, it loads the title in a few seconds, even though if I remove the page title plugin, it also loads tabs very slow. Anyone know any plugins that speed this up? Well, the problem is that it's not just plugins. Let me answer this by explaining that hosting has everything to do with how your WordPress downloads pages. If you host on a shared hosting provider, in other words, the GoDaddies, the HostGators of the world, you're hosting on shared standard hosting, which is the worst place to put your business WordPress. A site that I know about, drfreeman.com, drfreeman.com, was recently built with the popular Avada responsive theme. Now, it's a nice looking theme. It uses a nice layered full page slider, and it, you know, it seems to have worked when they first put it on Media Temple, who claim they offer SSD hosting. But take a look at it today, and it takes 33 seconds to download. And that is not only horrible, but it is totally unacceptable in the eyes of Google. Now, what seems dramatically wrong for a site that advertises they do SSD hosting is the fact that this site is on their server and downloading so dramatically slow. Now, go over to emcfrontline.org. That pops into place in 1 second, even though it's running a full page slider. And in other words, it's using big images and big things that normally would take a long time. In fact, it's a bigger file than Dr. Freeman, but it comes down in 1 second. What's the difference? Friends, it's the hosting source. Dr. Freeman is hosting on a big shared host that claims on the front of their website they run SSD servers. But the account that this was put on happened to be a reseller on one of their lower shared accounts on SATA drives on the low end of the shared accounts. And when you look at emcfrontline.org, that was hosted on a dedicated SSD that has been speeded up with gzip compression and Google PageSpeed optimization. And this means it's processing WordPress transactions 100 times faster than SATA drives. So hosting has everything to do with your speed. And then plugins that are used to speed up a website's performance is a plugin that helps cache your website to make it faster. Others are removing queries from static files. Others are helping your browser be cached and timed out. And so we've always tried to trade out the caching plugins and security plugins that people use for WordFence security plugin because it allows you to not only handle the security, but now to deal with their Falcon caching, which is giving you 30 to 50% faster page delivery. And then with the right hosting and the right plugin cocktail, you can speed up your site till it rocks. If you're hosting on an SSD server, and that's where our Hosting Dash Master comes in. Let us host your website for you. On the other side, if you are hosting on a shared server, you're never going to see your site speed up. So take it for what it is. Hosting makes all the difference. In our next question, we didn't do anything on the website, but suddenly the site was not working. On the main page, the menu and images are no longer shown. Friend, things can happen. Permission changes globally could be done maybe by your tech support team with an SSH command line that could literally break your website. Remember, all scripts and directories have to have proper permissions. Of course, you need to check to see if your htaccess has conflicted or broken or been hacked. Finally, you need to look at your config file inside of your PHP MyAdmin. Within the cPanel, verify if your database that's been called for is there, and you might have to repair it within cPanel to correct your problem. And then finally, if this can't fix it, you need to call your hosting provider and have them restore your site from a most recent backup. And our next question says, hi guys, I noticed that since yesterday, the top of my blog has some sort of a pattern made up of words, question marks, dollar signs, and other words and signs. Could someone tell me how to solve this problem? What's going on? Well, it appears that either you had a plugin or plugins go through an update and something went sour, something conflicted, or you've been hacked. I recommend first clearing all your cache and then opening up your WP admin to your plugin areas and look at this error that you're looking at and see which plugin or which file it is looking for that says it's broken. Now, let's say it was a function PHP found inside the gallery plugin. Well, then you know it's the gallery plugin. So let's go into the plugins inside your WordPress and turn off gallery plugin as an example, and then view the site and see if the error is gone. You know, if it doesn't solve the problem, then you might need to call on your WordPress specialist to try to go in and debug your website to see where the problem lies. And then in our last question, creating a local business directory website. I'm looking how to create a local review site with WordPress similar to Yelp, but in a niched area focused on only one city. I found a few directory plugins, but I don't know which one to work with. Well, WordPress has several plugins like Store Locator that will allow you to build a simple directory and showcase an easy search for each. But if you're looking for a powerful directory that allows you to search by city, by state, or even by zip code, and it results in a fully customizable detail page that would allow that listing now to showcase your business contact information, phone, email, website links, and ability to text you or to call you to talk about your services or even show a Google map for directions, then I want to tell you about the one that we have built and engineered ourselves out of PHP and MySQL that works right inside of WordPress. And call me for pricing of such. It's the same directory we use on findpregnancyhelp.com to do referrals to hundreds of thousands of women asking for help from, right now, about 950 member organizations, or Contribute Life. Now, I hope you've enjoyed this particular episode of my WordPress Help Desk. Join me next week for another exciting, informative podcast. And remember to support our sponsors, wp-sitemakers.com and site-keeper.com and hosting-master.com for that high-speed hosting. Now, join me next week as we come back for another My WordPress Help Desk. Subscribe while you're here and tell your friends about us. And I can't wait to see you next week. By the way, be sure to bookmark mywphelpdesk.com. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to My WordPress Help Desk with Ken Freeman. Join us next week for another discussion of WordPress Help.